Wake up call, January 1st, 2022. Wake up call for January 1st, 2022.
Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA wake up call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and we are getting ready for a new year. And we can kiss the old one goodbye, and maybe good riddance.
I don't know. Yes.
Parts of it I'm glad are gone anyway. And tonight we're doing this via Zoom because of some sickness that has been going around, and we're all trying to recover. And hopefully we'll start out the new year in good health. So I have Bob and Mary Griswold with me.
Hello.
Hello.
I have Melissa Potter with me.
Hi.
And Hal and Rainer are still recovering, and keep them in your prayers, please. And hopefully we'll have them back in the near future. Talking about the new year and the old year, Senator Rand Paul has released his annual Festivus report for the year 2021. And for those of you that aren't familiar with that, it's a breakdown of the waste, fraud, and abuse that our government has perpetrated upon us during this past year. It seems like just yesterday, the national debt was $20 trillion. But now it's managed to breeze past $28 trillion. So that's an additional $8 trillion. And it's also safe to say that some of the big changes have occurred since last year's Festivus report, which was not a very good report either. So you got a lot of things going on. You got the mask mandates, the travel restrictions and lockdowns were lifted across parts of the country. But President Biden was inaugurated. Inflation has skyrocketed. The Kardashians have finally ended their TV show after 14 years. Dad bod was officially added to Webster's dictionary. And how about the federal government? Well, we're going to get down into it. Readers of the Platinum Pig Awards may recall that Rand Paul's penny plan balanced budget only a few years ago could have balanced the budget by cutting only one penny off every dollar spent by the federal government. Now we need to cut five. So,
Rick, I can't remember the name of Al Gore's father-in-law, who was a senator. He said, $1 billion here, $1 billion there. Pretty soon you're talking real money.
Yeah.
And now they've jumped it up to trillions.
I think we're talking real money now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's jump on down here a little bit. This year, Rand Paul is highlighting a whopping $52,595,585 of waste, including a study of pigeons gambling on slot machines, giving kids junk food, and telling the citizens of Vietnam not to burn their trash. So those are some of the things that the government's wasting money on.
That's called investment on their part, I think.
Yeah.
But it's investment with my pocketbook.
Well, the next question is, what does $52,598,515,585 mean for you? Well, if the waste we found is that number. And the average taxpayer pays about $15,332. Then Uncle Sam wasted the taxes of 3,430,636 people. That is roughly the population of Los Angeles, California, Chicago, Illinois, or 50.74 times the size of Senator Paul's hometown of Bowling Green, Kentucky. So the question is, was it your money that was wasted? And of course, the answer is yes, everybody's money was wasted, at least all the taxpayers.
Well, that's what you said, that it's the taxpayers, because as you mentioned, some of the inner cities, there's a number of people there that don't pay taxes, but instead receive subsidies.
Yes. Yes.
Ouch.
So what could we have done with that $52,598,515,585? What would it have bought us? Well, you could have given every person in the world $6.78.
Or it would have finished the pipeline and the wall.
Yes. And 13,000.
It would have provided housing for homeless veterans.
Yes. And 13,149 miles of four-lane highway construction, long enough to cross the United States 5.26 times.
Wow.
The end of traffic jams.
It could have provided 4.5 months of operating the VA, 1 year and 8 months of funding the Department of Energy. That's just some of the things.
As long as you're talking about money, I want to talk about something that I stumbled across in my research recently that I thought was a joke. And I went and looked it up, and it wasn't a joke. The government has totally lost its mind. If you go to page 76 of IRS 2021 publication 17, it says, if you steal property, you must report its fair market value in your income in the year you steal it, unless you return it to its rightful owner in the same year. That's part of our tax code.
Yeah, and if there was some way for you to break that down and tell us how much it costs to have that included in the tax code, how many people were hired and employed to study that, research it, investigate it, come up with the text for it, write it, get it passed and put in there.
And how many people who stole things are going to be honest enough to report the value of what they stole?
Well, I think the whole thing's ludicrous anyway, and none of them are going to do that. Well, let's go back to the waste of 2021. Foreign countries use our aircraft for free for 4 years, and that came out of the DOD budget, and that was $773 million. The U.S. bought Afghanistan planes that were later thrown away. Again, DOD budget, and that was $549 million. U.S. constructed buildings in Afghanistan left sitting unused, and that's $2.4 billion. COVID relief grant for New York City to display art projects across the city. Now, this is COVID relief grant for New York City to display art projects. I guess if you have enough art, it relieves your COVID. I'm not sure. But anyway, that was 25.
But the city was shut down.
Yeah, well, they still had art at the tune of $25 million.
Well, part of this has to do with a concept that I'm sure most people are familiar with called baseline budgeting, where it's the U.S. government is the only place where you can spend more money and call it a budget cut. And the way that they do that is when they form a budget, when a department, let's say the Department of Defense, just to make it easy, let's say for the sake of ease that they had a $1 trillion budget. Well, next year, they would ask for a 5% increase on that $1 trillion. They wouldn't look at how much they spent or how much they had left over or anything like that. Their baseline would be that $1 trillion. And if they asked for a 5% increase and Congress said, no, we don't have that, you can only have a 2% increase, that would be considered a 3% budget cut, despite the fact that their spending increased. That's how messed up our budgeting process is.
Well, I always heard that figures don't lie, but liars figure.
Yes.
And we've seen plenty of evidence of that. Going down the list, ineligible and duplicate Paycheck Protection Plan loans from the Small Business Administration. $4,290,000,000. Ineligible and duplicate. Now, who's running that program? Who's administering it? That can come up with... Go ahead, Bob.
A guy with a couple of trillion dollars.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we need to just shut down the whole government, give each American a certain amount of money, and just let them shrivel away to nothingness because they're just wasting our tax money. And the middle class is getting hurt by what they're doing because the middle class are the people that pay the taxes.
Well, now we're looking at $52,598,585 it's been wasted. How many?
You can't even say that.
How many people do we have in the U.S.?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Do the math. We could make everybody millionaires. Probably.
We could certainly stop taking it away from them and letting them keep what they earn. That would be a whole concept. We have got to get our spending under control.
And the guess money, what?
The money supply this past year has increased by a ridiculous amount. And there are some economists who are saying they can't predict what happens next.
Right. Yeah. Guess what, though? If you give it to them, and they waste it away and run out, they don't get any more. From then on, they're on their own.
Sounds good.
Most of what we're talking about here are social entitlement programs. Improper CARES Act unemployment insurance payments, $36 billion.
And how much of that has been scammed? How much of that have they found was...
Well, all of it, because it's improper CARES Act unemployment insurance payments. They weren't supposed to be paid. Constructing border walls in the Middle East and North Africa. This is the DOD constructing border walls in third world countries. $200 million.
Meanwhile... The government won't let Texas, who is constructing a border wall, use the steel that we are paying for that is sitting where the border wall is going to be constructed.
And rusting.
Yes.
Yeah.
No walls for us, but we'll build it for other countries. That's great.
Walls for thee, but not for me.
Right.
Right.
Well, here's one more, and then I'm going to go to a break, and we'll come back and pick up after that. Free trips for Korean kids to visit Washington, D.C. That's USAID, $150,000. Now, that's not a lot of money, is it? Would be to me.
It is to me.
I can't remember the last time they financed a free trip for me to D.C. Now, we have a lot of American patriots. American citizens that are getting free room and board in D.C. right now as political prisoners. But It's not the same as giving Korean kids $150,000 to visit D.C. All right, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Let's see here. We were going down the list. Here's one, grinding up ferrets to develop COVID and flu vaccines. $4,500,000. Let's see. You can buy a blender and a lot of ferrets for $4,500,000.
So, I looked into that, Dad, and I can't find, what I did find was that they were actually grinding up the animals or the ferret things to feed to the other species that they're trying to give the coronavirus to. So there was that, I mean, not give the virus to, but give the shot to, the vaccine to, so that they can protect that species. And the FDA does pay an exorbitant amount of funds to F&F Farms, which breeds these ferrets for these scientific experiments. And they've been found to have extreme animal abuse of these ferrets, but the government continues to pay them and support them and use their ferrets in all of these scientific experiments.
Where's PETA at on this?
Exactly.
All right. Tax credit incentivizing California residents to uninstall fireplaces. $2,100,000. Incentivizing California residents to uninstall fireplaces.
Well, California had already limited the times that you could use your fireplace. You were limited because I have relatives that were in San Jose, and there were only certain times that they were allowed to use their fireplace, even though they had one.
Teaching French people about U.S. culture, $200,000. Wouldn't that be a job of the French schools and universities? I mean, I don't know. Giving irrigation systems to Afghan farmers left unused, USAID, $88 million.
Wow.
Developing a film about dinosaurs to inspire middle schoolers, $2,500,000. I guess NIH, National Institute of Health, was doing a study on pigeons playing slot machines, $465,339.
Now, I looked that one up, and that is exactly what they're doing.
Are the pigeons winning?
I have no idea why.
I want to know if the pigeons are winning or losing.
Absolute nonsense.
Telling people to not burn their trash, USAID, that's going to Vietnam, $11,300,000. Funding green energy programs in Africa, this is the State Department, $179 million.
Green energy.
Metro paid Lyft to subsidize riders, $28,000. Oh, goodness gracious. Attempting to replace an assault vehicle over two decades. Department of Defense, $3.4 billion. So for 20 years, they've been trying to come up with a new assault vehicle, and they've spent $3.4 billion, and they don't have it yet. Who's getting rich off of that contract?
That's just what they spent this year.
Funding the Wilson Center to put on parties for congressmen, $14 million.
Love it.
Study verified that hearing bad news decreases happiness levels. The National Institute, no, NIA. What is NIA? National Institute. Of Asinine.
National Institute of Asinine.
Yeah. Anyway, study verified that hearing bad news decreases happiness levels, and that study only cost us $1,300,000. Planting trees in New York City. Now, when did that become a federal responsibility? $400 million worth of trees planted in New York City with your tax dollars.
There's no way.
Absolutely. There's not enough room in New York City to plant $4 million worth of trees.
$400 million. $400 million.
No, there's not enough green in New York City to plant that many trees.
You had the government paid for students in New York City who didn't actually attend those schools, $2,100,000. Kids crave junk food and gain weight if they're exposed to it. And this is the NIDDK, whatever the heck that is.
You know, we could have figured this out for nothing.
Well, kids crave junk food and gain weight if they're exposed to it. $350,000 proves it.
Well, we could have, any parent could have figured that out for nothing.
I'll bet you this is a Jeopardy question.
Oh, speaking of that, never mind.
By the way, Rick.
Yes.
NIA, I believe it's part of the National Institute of Health. It's the National Institute on Aging.
Okay. So old folks hearing bad news decreases their happiness level. Okay. All right. FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, spent a whopping $5 million getting high schoolers excited about being airplane pilots. Well, all you'd have to do is pass that $5 million around a few high schoolers and they'd get real excited.
Good grief.
FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, $337,500 for fattening eels for human consumption.
Oh.
Well, we don't want our people eating skinny eels. Now, here's another one. These people get paid a lot to administer these programs and these agencies. This is the Social Security Administration. Social Security overpayments to beneficiaries in fiscal year 2019, $4,200,000,000. Overpayments. I know Wow. people that have fought for years just trying to get Social Security. And in 2019, there was $4,200,000,000 worth of overpayments. That's ridiculous. And who's being held accountable for it?
Nobody.
You're right.
Keep moving on. Nothing to see here.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll move on then. COVID-19 spending. In 2020, no. Yeah, I guess in 2020. Total wasted $40,316,270,000 and counting. It's still going on. And getting back to the Paycheck Protection Program, the Small Business Administration watchdog found at least $4.29 billion in bad loans out of the Paycheck Protection Program. And Bob, you were telling me about one of the dudes that bought a new Lamborghini with his Paycheck
yeah.
Protection.
$1.6 million, yeah.
More than $3.6 billion of the PPP loans the Small Business Administration sent out went to those on the Treasury's do not pay list. Well, what good is the do not pay list?
Rick, you know what this proves? If you're going to provide aid to people who honestly need help, you need to do it at the local level.
Yes.
Because the local level can tell who's real and who's not. The federal government has no idea.
But I'm going to tell you, there's just as much corruption at the local level, too. When you're electing people that are not qualified in any way to serve on government boards and panels or whatever, and their main agenda is looking out for social interest, you're going to have the same corruption there. Because they're going to funnel the money where they want it to go, and usually it's in their bank accounts.
Well, I think on the local level, you have a better chance of policing it than you do on the federal level.
I agree with that. I don't disagree. I'm just saying that we're not corruption-free at the local level either.
No, we're not.
The people that administer those funds that they're getting from federal government and mismanagement on the local level. And I've seen evidence of that. Driving around in the big fancy cars and, on a small salary. Yeah, right.
Yes.
I hadn't seen the Lamborghinis yet, but anyway. So we have... A Houston woman accused of spending $3.6 million in PPP loans on a Land Rover and luxury items. But experts believe we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. So, I don't know, folks. Who's running the show? That's it. Who's running the show? And this just goes to show you how important these upcoming elections are. And talking about unqualified elected people, somewhere in Texas, there were 19 judges elected. All liberal Democrat judges were elected with no qualifications, not qualified to be a judge at all. And since they have been elected, there have been 150 murders, I believe it was. Because they have let the criminals out of jail and put them back on the street and they went out and murdered 150 more people.
It was 155
then. Thank you.
So the bail was set so low for 113 criminals that they bailed themselves out and committed 155 more murders.
And those are elected judges. Those are people that, for some reason, got enough votes at the poll. Somebody either thought they were qualified or would make a good judge, or they didn't care whether they were qualified and voted for him for some other reason. And the guy that was doing reporting on it was being called a racist because they were all black, and it had nothing to do with the race. He was reporting on their qualifications and the fact that they got elected with no previous qualifications to qualify them to be a judge. But
even if you weren't qualified, it seems like there should be some common sense there that would say, if this person has committed a serious crime, you do not want to let them out again. But by the same token, what you're describing is happening in New York City with supposedly qualified judges.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's happening everywhere.
And governors.
It's, you know, I think this just goes back to the evil that is becoming so prominent in the world that, you know, we have these legislators and these judges. There are actually two in Washington, not D.C., but the state, that are, they have introduced a bill to have, right now, as it stands, the law is if you are convicted of murdering someone through a drive-by shooting, you automatically get life. So they are working to take this off, that you do not get life if you murder someone. They say that if you take it off, it's racial equality. Having it on is racial inequality.
I don't care if you're pink with purple stripes. If you murder somebody, you need to be in jail for a long time.
Exactly. But my point is that this is what these, you know, this new social justice, this, you know, that this is what they're fighting for. This is what, you know, the lower bills, the defunding the police, the get, you know, making murder not, you know, what it used to be. Letting these people off with lighter sentences, with lighter jail time. And that just puts more evil back into the world.
Right. And I blame the stupidity of the American public that buys into these social agendas, thinking somehow they share in the guilt of what's happened. No, these people are responsible for their own actions. They were in jail because they did something wrong. And they should have stayed there, and those 155 people would be alive today. All right, we need to take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swanspur, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been talking about the incompetence of our elected officials and the people that hold the purse strings to our tax dollars and what they've been doing to us over the last year. Actually, they've been doing it a long time, but this particular report was the Festivus report that Senator Rand Paul released for 2021. You can find the entire report online. It's Festivus, F-E-S-T-I-V-U-S report, and you can go out there and find that, and you will be amazed when you read what the $52,598,515,585 that our elected officials, and some are appointed, they weren't elected, but they were appointed by elected officials, what they have done with that much money. And it'll make you sick. Okay, well, that's enough of that kind of stuff that went on in 2021. Mary, you have some good news out there?
I just have a story that I stumbled across that I thought was maybe helpful as we go into 2022. Needless to say, we've had a rough year, and there are no, I hate to say it, there are no guarantees that 2022 is going to be a whole lot better, but I stumbled upon some information that I thought might make it seem better. If you've ever spent time in New York City, outside the New York City Public Library, are these two beautiful lions that look like they're guarding the building. And when they were originally done by the sculptors or whatever, they were called Assater and Lennox after the people who founded the library. But Mayor LaGuardia, who was elected as the mayor of New York in 1933, which was not a good year for a lot of people, decided that he needed to lift the spirits of New Yorkers. So he renamed the lions Patience and Fortitude, because he said that's what we were going to need to get through the years before America got itself righted again after the Depression. And I just thought that was really neat that he named the lions Patience and Fortitude. And those lions sit there. They get decorated periodically. If the Yankees are in the World Series, they get Yankee scarves put on them and things like that. And they are part of the New York City culture, and they are officially now Patience and Fortitude, which I suspect we're going to need in 2022.
Yep, we're going to need a whole lot more than that, I guarantee you. Well, we've talked about the fraud, waste, and abuse of our money. You know, folks, talking about the judges and all that, elections have consequences. And during the Obama administration, a lot of judicial officials were replaced and appointed by that administration. And a lot of what we're suffering through now is because of those appointments as a result of that election. So keep that in mind in upcoming elections. But one big case, probably one of the biggest cases of the century, has just come to a conclusion, and that's the Ghislaine Maxwell case on child abuse, pedophiles, child trafficking, her relationship with Epstein and what went on Epstein Island. And over the past few years, there's been many videos, documents, reports, manifestos, airline, airplane manifests and all of passengers that were regular visitors to that Epstein Island where all this pedophilia was going on and other things. But we'll never know totally all those people that were involved because the judge in the case has sealed all the reports and records. Now, why would he do that?
Well, obviously the answer is to protect those people. We can hope, because the good news is Ghislaine Maxwell did not testify in this case. So she won't be caught up on perjury or anything like that. So the prosecutors are able to go forward and go after these names that have come up all these years. Now, will that happen? I think we'll see some lower profile people maybe come up. It would be a huge wasted opportunity. You know, now's the time to strike and go after. Well, 20 years ago, they should have done it. But now, at the very least, they need to go after these people. But with that action of sealing the records, and that just says right there, I don't think we're ever going to get justice with these higher profile names.
I don't know. Only time will tell. Now, over the past few years, we have seen hundreds of resignations of CEOs of powerful corporations and government officials, all that had been linked in some way. But they got out of Dodge before the hammer came down on them.
That's right. Well, it's actually a pretty strong rumor that the Bezos divorce was untimely or timely in their case, because he divorced her. You remember they had been married for 20 some years, and there was never any indication that there were issues in that marriage. So it kind of came out of the blue, right? And why would this man who had so much money divorce his wife when she would be able to take half of it? And he did not fight her on a single dime. Okay. He gave her everything. And so the rumor is it was to protect, because his name's on one of those, the log sheets.
Are you talking about Bill Gates?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm so sorry, okay. Jeff. Okay, not you. I'm so sorry. To protect the assets. Right. So the easiest way to do that is to divorce and put it all in the wife's name. Right.
Yeah. That makes sense. Well, he's one of the high profile names. You've got the Clintons are involved, some of the Bushes. They're trying to associate Donald Trump because he was at some of the parties that some of those same people were at, which in that world he was in at the time is understandable, but who knows? Our justice system has been totally dismantled. It's an injustice system now, as evidenced by the innocent people that are sitting in jail in D.C. because of January 6th, the so-called insurrection. More and more evidence has come out. They have more and more of the video that was actually taken from inside the Capitol showing what actually happened. And it doesn't make any difference. These people are still sitting behind bars. And it's...
Well, we do have with that, one of the biggest red flags that we're seeing with that is this Ray Epps character. You know, there are multiple videos from multiple sources of Ray Epps that is the day before, the night before, and the day of January 6th. And he is saying, we've got to go in. We've got to go in the Capitol. He is directing people. He's saying, it's this way. This is how we get in. This is what we're doing. And the crowd around him is saying, no, no, we can't do that. No way. And he's inciting and rallying people up. And let's do that. We got to go in. We got to go in. And people actually started the night before calling him a Fed. So he was on right after January 6th. He was put on the FBI most wanted list in connection with January 6th. And all of a sudden, he was suspect number 16. All of a sudden, he's scrubbed from the site. Now, if you're arrested or found not guilty or whatever, they put that up there. Your picture remains there. They just put an arrested over it or, you know, whatever the case is. He was scrubbed from the website. They know who he is, where he lives, his affiliations, everything. This man has never been charged with anything. And there's video of him in the Capitol. Why is that?
Well, that's a good question. Again, I'll go back to elections having consequences. There was a big purge in all of the departments, the FBI, CIA, a lot of the military was purged. We have a corrupt system, mostly the SES employees that are appointed as heads of a lot of the agencies and all. They're appointed, some of them, for life. They never go away. And they're all corrupt, and they're the ones, and Epps is in with that. He's a part of that system. I don't know how we tear that system down and start over again, how we purge the evil out of it. It's in God's hands. I know that. And
well, Dad, I would say, you know, even to use the word corrupt, corrupt is usually when you go against what is expected of you. It seems to be the norm. You know, the FBI has been infiltrating groups for years. I mean, look at all the evidence that came out with the World Trade Organization and how many of the FBI informants and FBI agents were involved in that. Most recently, the Whitmer, Gretchen yes. Whitmer, the governor, there was an FBI informant or agent for every defendant in that case, okay? So there were as many from the FBI team as there were descendants, right? So, yeah. They were the ones, and there's evidence. That's why these defendants have this case for entrapment, because they have the text messages and the video. They have the proof that it was actually the informants and the agents who set up the drive-bys to, you know, scope out her home and her office and where they were going to take her and the training, all of that stuff was done by these FBI agents. So right. it was the expectation. It was an order. They were told to do this, you know, and how many of these things happen that we never hear about?
A lot, I'm sure. There's
You're
an
right,
article,
an awful lot.
There's an article on December 20th in the Epoch Times entitled January 6th is looking like a Fedsurrection, and it talks about the corruption in the FBI. Somebody here writing Silverglate writing in the Boston Globe, notes that the corruption of the FBI is too deeply embedded for effective reform. The best solution, he concludes, is to abolish the FBI and start anew. Well, that's a lot easier said than done. But right. Again, I go back to the importance of the upcoming elections, the primaries, getting the right candidates in there running. And folks, it ain't about R's and D's. It's about good and evil. It's about people you can trust. It's about people that will do what they say they will do when they get in that office. And it's going to take a lot of work on your part of vetting the candidates, looking at the candidates. If they are incumbents, they have a record. They have a record. No matter what their background is, they still have a record of some type, a history of who they are, what they stand for. Do your research. Know who you're voting for when you get to the polls. And that's the only way we're going to right this ship.
On that point, Dad, with the R and the D, you know, in the primary, there's going to be 2, 3, 4 Republicans or 2, 3, 4 Democrats running. And so for whichever side you're going to go vote for, you need to pick between those candidates. Do not just go to their website, their political website, their campaign website, and read that. This day and age, you can go look at their social media. You can get on their Instagram account, their Facebook account, and you can go back 1 or 2 years and what are they posting? What are they commenting on? Right. You can find out what kind of people they really are. And there actually has been some from some of the more conservative groups that have been doing this research since the 2020 election. what they're doing is going into these groups. They have found that the Lincoln Project has actually come up with candidates in these states that are purple. And they've come up with these candidates that they are placing under the Republican category. Yep. And they're giving them all the talking points. Yep. And these people don't feel that way anymore than I'm a liberal. Okay. Yep. But they're putting an R beside their name because there are so many of you who will go and just check it because you like the way they look, you like their gender, and you like that R.
Right.
And that's how we get not only rhinos, but these are out and out fakes.
Right. We have in California.
Do your research. It's not that hard.
In California and some of the other Democratic states, we have lifelong Democrats that are going on the ballot now as Republicans just so they can win. Right. We got to take a quick break, come back, wrap this show up, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. East 70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, it's been a pleasure spending time with you again. Again, we had Bob and Mary Griswold with us and Melissa Potter and myself, hoping that Hal and Rainer will soon recover. And we'll be getting back to you in the new year with some new things that are going to be going on. Now, we did have to cancel our Christmas party due to exposure to COVID. And we said that would be rescheduled, but you know what? After Christmas is not the time to have a Christmas party. So we'll be doing something else instead of an ugly sweater Christmas party, and we'll let you know about that further down the road. We do urge you to please go out and visit our sponsors, tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call, and thank them for sponsoring us. We do have a gun raffle going on. And that is a 9mm carbine, Kel-Tec. It folds in half so you can pack it up in your backpack. It also uses Glock magazines. The tickets are $10 a piece. And if you come to next month's meeting, you'll be able to pick them up there. Or if you contact any of one of the CCTA members, they'll be glad to help you out. Well, again, we appreciate it. We're kissing 2021 goodbye, looking forward to 2022, and we hope it's a much improved year, and we wish you all a happy new year.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.